On the line now, I have Conor Horgan from the IBA, LSE Irish Business Against Litter. Good afternoon, Conor. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. Very good, thank you.
Now this latest survey done with Antashka, how does it look? I mean, some of it looks, Dublin's not getting a great shake out of it, but I mean, some of it's quite evident as you drive around as well, though.
Yes, I mean, it's a mixed bag, but overall, I'd say that the country continues to improve. We've seen, you know, something of a transformation across the country over the last 10 years since we started these surveys. Just by way of example, back then, only two of the towns that we surveyed were found to be litter-free or clean to European norms, as we call it. Mm-hmm. Now, over 80% of our towns are clean or cleaner than their European counterparts. So overall, we're seeing huge improvement. The big news this time around, Noel, was that Dublin per se is clean. That's the first time in 12 years of our surveys that that's the case. Mm-hmm. That's really good news. But within Dublin, it's not all good news. Dublin's north inner city, unfortunately, remains littered, as it has done for the last few years. Mm-hmm. Swords and Dunleary, once again, have performed very well. Talla less so, but it's moderately littered, not far off the mark. And Dublin airport environs, which we feel at Eyeball is really important, that was a disappointing result in that the roads around our airport, which we believe need to be clean all the time in order to give the right impression to visitors, they were unfortunately littered this time round.
Well, I have to
say, it's a mixed bag, but on the whole, it's good news.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I'm in and out of the airport a fair bit, just driving up and down that road. And I always said that it's pretty bad, because the first thing their visitors see when they come, and it should be someone there really all the time. But just one thing I want to ask you, I don't know whether you're knowing or not, but I think that a lot of the resident associations and communities are responsible for the improvements. I mean, of course, the councils are as well. But I should be talking to the council, but I just heard in the past week, for instance, that some of the bring centres charge, some of them don't. Some of them charge it and make you separate the stuff. So I don't understand the difference.
I mean, you're right in saying that. I mean, our focus has been on the local authorities, but we'd never have the country clean if we all left it up to the local authorities, naturally enough, because it's not the local authorities who litter. Residents associations across the country have a big role to play. Tidy Towns has been a huge force in keeping our country clean. And, you know, we want more and more businesses to keep clean. And what we mean by that is, like, if you have a shop, you're responsible for keeping the area outside that shop free of litter.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that law needs to be enforced more. You can't really talk about enforcing the law on individual offenders, because you're not going to chase them down the street when they drop a sweet paper, or you can't be monitoring them. But in the case of shops, which are obviously static and permanent, you can keep an eye on the general state of affairs outside the shop, and you can warn the occupier that under the Litter Act, they're responsible for keeping that area clean. And we think if everyone did that, we'd have, you know, much cleaner high streets and main streets and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was looking at a certain area over the Christmas Hill. One side of a shopping area, it was absolutely immaculate, and I walked around to the left of it, and it was the opposite. I mean, if I could say to you, there's the worst of it and there's the best of it. In a matter of, 50 yards, I couldn't understand it. And it was obviously a lot of it blown there, and I don't know how much of it was thrown there. But that was an example of somebody, I could see someone going around on one side of it cleaning up. Now, this was just after Christmas, and no one bothering on the other side. It was an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, but, you know, we feel that if enough shop owners on a street do clean up, it obviously puts a certain pressure on all to come on board.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said that generally as a point in litter. Like, how do you solve the litter problem? Well, we've said if you can keep a town clean for a period, let's say 6 months, the chances are it will stay clean. People are much less likely to litter a clean street than a dirty street.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even if they see an isolated sweet wrapper or something like that, they're much more likely to pick it up themselves to keep the place nice and clean. And that has been the scenario with our results down the years. Typically, you see the towns that have performed well, they perform well every year. And like, take a place like Cavan. We always ask, why can't every town be like Cavan? They're at the top of the league year on year. As far as we know, they don't plough more money into litter than other towns. In fact, we know that. Mm-hmm. But what they do have is that they have the whole community conscious of how clean the town is and wanting to keep it that way.
Mm, that's what I was saying to you about it, with its resident association or people's personal pride and as they're walking along, picking up stuff and throwing it in the bin.
The problem we have, of course, now is that in certain areas, like, you know, we're not picking on Dublin's North Inner City. We know there's other areas around the country that are similar. They're pockets of our cities, typically residential pockets, but, you know, they've got problems. The residents are often quite transient, moving round about. They're in high-density dwellings, and they've got social problems. It's hard to cultivate a spirit of community in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's much harder to do that than in, say, Leafy Dunleary or something like that.
Yes,
you know,
not want
to generalise totally.
Yeah.
But that you know, that has been the case. And we know the City Council, they're not ignoring these areas, but we're not cracking the problem in those areas.
Does it help in an extent where a lot of cases with CCTV as well, in some areas they put a lot into it like that, which would be a deterrent, especially if people know they're there, and then in other areas you don't bother people. I mean, people do indiscriminately just drive somewhere and drop stuff. There's no doubt about that.
This is the big problem now. I mean, we've made a distinction now between litter and dumping, but really they're one and the same thing. I suppose the difference being litter, you sort of inadvertently drop something on the ground. Dumping, maybe to avoid the charges, you go and dump your household waste somewhere. So there's a slight distinction, but certainly CCTV has to be one of the weapons against dumping.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, you imagine yourself, they're probably quite easy to evade if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
But there are cases of people being taken to task thanks to CCTV footage for dumping. And, you know, you'd hope that it would act as a deterrent for others.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Antoshka conducted the survey on your behalf. Is there anything,
yeah.
I mean, these are done every year, I imagine. And is there anything more people can do, or what would you like to see? Is there any more legislation you'd like to see being brought in?
Well, one thing we haven't seen any movement on is gum. And gum is a strange form of litter because unless you're talking about Grafton Street where people go around with gum, where the authority goes around with gum busters and actually removes it, with the best will in the world, you'll never see gum removed from a normal street.
Okay.
So what happens? It accumulates. Now, it's not as visible after a certain period, but nonetheless, that gum will stay on that pavement for like maybe 20 years because it won't degrade. And you can see sometimes yourself, like even in a clean street, how the gum, the patches of gum, really spoil what would otherwise be a really nice vista.
Mm-hmm.
We think the government should do something about gum. We're not calling for it to be outlawed, but there are new forms of gum out there that are biodegradable, and we think the government should incentivize them by classifying them as a food, which would then have a different VAT treatment to normal gum.
Well, they did put a tax on it, which put it up, and it's quite expensive to buy, so they should use the money from the profits they made from that to get some of these machines.
That's right, the polluter pays, like being the principal. But at the same time, I know there's been great work done in UCC and Cork on these new forms of gum. And, you know, we've nothing against gum as such, but they need to be incentivized because the big manufacturers don't have a great incentive to bring these gums unless governments get tough with them.
Okay. I have to ask you this question because people will say, okay, this is Irish business against litter.
Yeah.
Is business themselves doing anything as regards, I mean, especially around the Christmas time and all the, like for Valentine's Day is coming up and I know it's flowers, but I'm trying to think of all the reasons, the anniversaries, whatever, all the packaging, to do with packaging. Has there really been inroads into that?
Well, there needs to be more done. I would agree with you. I suppose we typically represent certain types of businesses. Like, I suppose our members will believe that economic prosperity in Ireland depends on our environment being clean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the tourist industry that thinks that. It's the food exports that think that. You know, they trade on Ireland being a green country. To some extent, also foreign direct investment, particularly in areas like semiconductors and so forth, where there's a great premium placed on cleanliness, they won't go to a country which is filthy. So our members tend to be based in those sectors, and they're doing their bit by keeping the eyeball movement going. But you're right. I mean, there's probably a lack generally of businesses taking initiatives in keeping the streets cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else you want to say to our listeners, Conor, before I let you go? That's a bit of advice.
No, just to say that, like, I mean, not blowing our own trumpet, but it's been a great success, and if we'd love to see the inner city area come, you know, show the same sort of improvement that towns and cities have shown. But it is down to individuals as well as the local authorities, so let's not throw the blame at one particular sector.
Mm. And can you go and make representation to the local authorities and say, well, look, this is what we found in our survey, you should concentrate a bit more there? And did they pay any heed?
Well, I mean, they tell us they are, but, I mean, the publicity is a great weapon, as you know yourself, Noel, mm-hmm. You know?
Indeed, yeah.
And, I mean, if the local authority picks up the paper and sees at the bottom of the list, you know, in the Irish Independent or something, that's better than any meeting you'll have with them.
Okay.
In terms of putting pressure on them, so that's really how this works.
Okay, listen, thanks very much. But as I say, you've done a lot yourself, even by getting the initiative going when you did. I think it's what, 1996 it started off?
I'm not 1996, I have all said it, and we've been doing these specific surveys since 2002.
Okay, and I mean, they've highlighted it in itself, and people are taking notice, and the business, of course, like yourselves, are taking part in it, which, and letting people know what you're doing, and they're letting you know what they're doing. And
that's
it's all
important. And you know, we were a dirty country 10 years ago, Noel. We were, I think we know. Mm-hmm. We're not anymore. We're probably cleaner than most European countries. If you take out maybe the Swiss and the Nordics, we're cleaner than most countries in Europe. So that's something to be proud of.
It certainly is indeed. Listen, Conor, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Noel.
Thank you. Bye. And that's Conor Horgan from the Irish Business Against Litter. And maybe I'll get someone in from the council and ask them that question about why you pay in one bring centre and not the other, and why you have to separate in one and not the other. Not that it's that big deal, but I don't understand why there's different remits in different bring centres.